June the 7th, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wassalam mubarak. The Quran Surah 85, Ayat 1, by the mansion. John 14:2, Father's house, many mansions. Al-Islam is life. Mansions mean material establishment. Al-Islam is life. And as the Old Testament and the New Testament promised God's worship was life and a good life, so is the promise in the Quran. It is the same. God says that he will give his worshipers life, and a good life, and a good establishment. So I'm very familiar with the Bible, and God says there also that he will give his worshipers mansion. That's the good establishments and dwellings, where they will be secure and have the beautiful and the good things that their hearts or that their souls wanted. So this is a promise that is in the great religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Al-Islam. Then what has Al-Islam specifically or particularly has to offer? We call to life by the three religions, and the three great religions promise good life and a good establishment, the fulfillment of all good desires. The Quran Surah 85, Ayat 11, rivers flowing underneath. So rivers flowing underneath means life, water of the life of the human sentiment and faith. So life begins with trust. If the infant comes here not trusting the mother, the infant may die. So faith is the beginning of life and the human feeling, sentiment, and that is the beginning of life. So God says he begins the creation out of water. That is the beginning of life for us, that our feelings, our innocence and good and our sentiments are alive and good. So that is the beginning of life for us. The water underneath which rivers flow means you don't have to have it revealed to you from the sky. It is already in your life that God creates. Rivers beneath, the Quran Surah 85, Ayat 11, rivers beneath. So in the Quran it says, if you remain faithful, he will give you a life hereafter, and it will be in a garden with rivers flowing underneath the surface. So we are used to rivers flowing on top of the surface, as we see. These will be rivers flowing beneath the surface. So we won't see those rivers. They are flowing beneath the surface to abide therein eternally. So you are never to be kicked out of there. The Jews can drive the Palestinians out of their land. But once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this land with rivers flowing underneath the garden, nobody can cast you out. It is yours eternally. Which one would you like to have? The one that somebody, the new landlord, comes to and says move, or the one that keeps the same landlord and he puts you there and they can't even see your garden or your rivers? They are hidden from them, the disbelievers who cannot see them. They are not meant for their eyes, so they cannot take your garden away. That is a good situation to be in, to get the benefit of this world that man has. Body is formed, hidden in the womb, like the inner person is formed inside the body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala formed life in the mother's hidden from the view of human beings, and when he delivers it, it is complete, and it is only a sign of how he formed the constitution of the human person, his reasoning, his sensitivity, his interest. Has vision formed all over again, and nobody seen that construction going on until it delivered, and we recognize that this is a new person. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayah 13, he originates and restores and repeats. So the Quran, Surah 55, Ayah 1 to 4, the Quran created man. The merciful God taught the Quran to Muhammad and created the human person model, Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him. And when he did that for Muhammad, he did that for all the world. If they accept the Quran, Muhammad, that he created with the Quran, then they get the benefit too. They will also be created anew. So the whole world can have a new life, a new creation, a higher life, if they just accept the Quran and Muhammad. Those followers who accepted the Quran and Muhammad, they became a new world, a new people, a new world. And they even stimulated or affected the other world, the outside world, to quicken that life in them and bring them as a revival, if not to the new life or to the new creation that Allah intends. Renewal, death equals merit equals hundreds. That whenever it's necessary, he brings renewal. So we think it is every 100 years. 100 is symbolic. Play, so it is a play on death, merit, as a play on merit. The same letter combination, just a different accent. One is a 100 years and the other one is death. So the 100 years is whenever we die to it, Allah blesses us with a renewal. Allah created and repeats. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayah 13, originate and repeats. So the dead human being and the teaching brought him to life. So this is the more important creation for us, isn't it? Praise be to Allah. Allah is the best of creators. Allah is the best of creator, mankind. The Quran says, then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then of that clot, we made a fetus lump. Then we made out of that lump bones and clothed the bones with flesh. Then we developed out of it another creature. So blessed be Allah, the best to create. And this is the creation that enables us to become creators. Yes, creators, inventors, masters of the sciences, producers of goods and services. So someone might say, oh, no one is a creator but God. Read the Quran again. And Allah is the best of the creators. That's God's words in the Quran. Can you feel the angels descending and the Holy Spirit? I do. I can feel the Holy Spirit and the angels coming down and the darkness by the permission of their Lord. Man progresses as his eyes open. So you know man progresses as the lens of his eyes open up to see more and to see clearly. The more his eyes and the lens open to capture more of the world that God created, and he's able to see it clearly and understand it, and more progressive and progress we've had. That's why there's no progress until day, right? So in the story of creation, nothing happens. It was darkness everywhere. And then the light came on, and things began to take form, to be present, to be seen. That is life, activity, and progress. God says, travel through the earth. That means visit areas outside of your area, not where there is nothing but, and because he says, and see how he started creation and repeats it. Travel through the earth and see how God begins creation and repeats it. Now you know that could be understood from just a reflection or civilization, how they rise and fall, and how the new civilizations rise up behind those falling civilizations. I could understand it that way. Travel through the earth, and that's what you will see. So you will see the ruins of ancient civilizations, the ruins over upon the ruins. Then you will see the next civilization, the next civilization. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to not just see that, but there is a sign of a civilization that was once here. It's gone. It is dead. And now here is the living one. Is the present one, and they are not the same. That one is gone, and this one is the correct living one. So he not only wants us to see this, he wants us to think about it. How did this ancient one get started? What caused it to fall? Now, here is another one that's different. It's not really a new beginning. It is a repetition through it, though it looks different. They may think a little different, but civilization that has risen upon logic, science, study, etc., they don't differ any more than our language differ. They don't differ any more. Then our nation differs. What I mean by that are language can be tied into one language, human language. So nations form basically the same way. Our differences as nations can be tied into one understanding, and that is how nations form, and they are all formed the same way. So the differences are not that big is serious when it comes to the nature of origin or the beginning of nature. If we study the origin, the beginning of one's nature, we have the knowledge that then to understand the beginning of all nations. Yes. Likewise for civilization. They don't get credit for this. Man can't have civilization by closing his eyes and working with darkness. He has to open his eyes and work with external realities. Then he can have it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the external reality and man. So the subject both in the actor and in the subject matter. So he's creator of both of the operators and his subject. So he is the creator of both. And all the subjects of the studying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and what works for him is only what Allah has put in his creation. So if he gets something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't put in his creation, it doesn't work. So that's why the better perception of the beginning of those great civilizations is to see how Allah begins creation and repeats it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points us also to our own creation, right? Now, we can't see how he began our creation, but we can certainly see how he repeats it. And that's all the knowledge we need to know in order to manage our creation. That's all we need to know. Success, but now if I am reading God's words correctly, there is a formula for it, and you can't get that until you get the first. And the first is to want to be righteous, want to be decent, to accept purity in your life. Praise be to Allah. Qadira, power, is translated power, but it is potential. So the night of power, this is translated power, but the power is potential. That potential for the work God created our life with, and potential for the great work. But now, what will free that potential? What will awaken it? What will give it expression? What will release it into the world so that it can cultivate the world, produce? Following that formula, accept purity, accept your Lord, like the Holy Prophet, and the peace be upon him, accepted his Lord. He accepted his Lord by strictly obeying him. Accept your Lord the way the angels accept their Lord, by strictly obeying him in the night. And that obedience will turn the day on for you. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will have world influences control. Now that might sound simple and ordinary to you, but that's what created the world. That's what generates world. That's how worlds are born. The nation. For the beginning of creation, and repeating of the creation, and you who have intelligence and respecting what I've been saying, you are ascending, you are standing on a solid foundation, and it's just a matter of time before the world will be in your hands. If not in your generation, you will pass it on to your children. It's just a matter of time. It's gotten into me, and look what it has done to me. I didn't know. If I had known that things would happen to me that have happened to these later years, I would have not believed it. If somebody told me what was going to happen, I would have laughed, just like Sarah laughed. Peace be upon her, when she was told that she was going to give birth to a child in her old age. She laughed because it was ridiculous to hear her situation and her circumstances. Well, in my situation and my circumstances as a teenager, as a young man, as a man 40 years old under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if I had been told these things, I would have laughed. I'd say, oh, you're all stretching it too much. It's ridiculous, impossible. But it has happened in this day and time. Just recently, I sat with the Catholic bishop in dialogue, and I felt comfortable sitting with him, discussing deep knowledge, with him understanding where he was coming from, and he knew it. That was just common knowledge between us. He's discussing it from his point of view and from his knowledge base, and I'm discussing it from my knowledge base and my point of view. And we are just relaxing, enjoying it. So relaxing, the newspaper the next day carried it, and the paper, his paper, the Catholic Influence Times. So naturally, his face was above mine, but that's okay. And they were saying that these two representatives of the two great religions discussing differences and shown similarities in the differences. So because he was informed and I'm informed, we were able to take what seemed to have been differences between us and present those differences as not being differences, but similarities. So the similarity was so strong, it dispelled the differences. It caused the differences to disappear. I mean, deep stuff, deep as you or as anybody would want to go. So this is what we were discussing, and we were on the college campus, the University of La Crosse, amongst heavyweights, and they came up and greeted your little imam like he's the scientist of the age. I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating anything. That's the way they came up and greeted your imam, saying, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for coming here. If somebody had told me 20 or 40 years ago, Minister Wallace, in 1996, you were going to be on a campus of La Crosse University of this college, and you were going to be in the dialogue with a bishop, chancellor of the university. He wasn't only a bishop, he was a chancellor. And when you finish the dialogue, they are going to thank you for your wisdom. I said, ridiculous. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayat 5, reflect on creation. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayat 6, emitted from between backbone and rib. The Quran, Surah 77, Ayat 21, firm in the place of rest, firmly fixed. Adam created in heaven. So we know that Adam was called the first man, and where was he created? He must have been created or conceived in heaven, right? And then he was put on the earth. He was created to conceive first in heaven. Then he was put on the earth. So you see, the night precedes the day. If this kind of awareness is in the intellect, then we have the female principle, the womb, in which it urges, develops, and the Quran gives it in so many beautiful ways. I will just give you one. It says, and it placed the seed in the womb in a place of rest. In a place of rest. And what was it when it was placed in a place of rest? It says water. Min ma'an da'fik. From pulsating fluid water. Ma'an, water, it says, and placed in the sperm drop of water situated in a place of rest. So the place of rest there is the community or the social environment. So when our urge in the intellect comes out of the disturbed state that's given to us as water swelling up, when it comes from that disturbed kind of sensitivity and it rests, to understand the social life, the community life, that is the beginning of a new birth, a new generation. How wonderful it is. That is the beginning of a new birth or a new generation. So when our minds rest, saying, look here, I'm tired of hitting and missing. Where is my place in this community life? Where is my place in the social life, you see? That is where we find ourselves that we're in, that where we are born again. Adam was conceived in heaven, but as he formed on earth, and that's where he got his wife too, didn't he? So the Quran, Surah 86, Ayah 6, man from a drop emitted. 40 Hadith, page 25 and 84. Charity sex. Now, what is sexual intercourse and urge? You have an urge, and then you make urges. Ooh, that's urges. Under the urge, what happens? Spontaneous birth, right? You don't know when it's going to burst, right? And from the first spontaneous burst, what happens? It rests itself in the dark and becomes a clot. It goes from water to blood after it rests. So Quran Surah 86, Ayah 6 to 7, man created from a fluid sprout. Genesis 2, 21 to 23. Eve from Adam's rib. No, Eve from the rib of Adam. A gushing fluid comes with forcefulness. That's the intellect. And when you have a challenge, the intellect is forceful. It comes with power. So the rib of flexible bones protecting the vital organ, symbolic of care, compassion, the ability of the individual to be flexible, not rigid. God also says we have been created from between the rib, a column, and from a flexible one when we find a balance between the two. Don't be too agreeable. Don't be extremely rigid. That's intelligence. Don't be too rigid. Coming here, forcing your ideas, many are a rib that broke connection with the column, like the curved rib and straight backbone. The mind is straight and it can bend. It is also devious, exclusive, stubborn, clever. God is saying he made you to be clever, able to throw curves, but check it with truth. Don't use tactics unless it's for justice sake. And you can prove you're honorable if you're caught. If I have enemies, am I just going to use the spiritual column? God says, use your intelligence in a way that you benefit from both the stubbornness and the intellect and the straightness. The Quran Surah 23, Ayah 14, God created fetus lung. Then another creation, the Quran Surah 86, Ayah 6 to 7, man emitted from a fluid. 1 John 5, 6, come as water and blood. So this shows the progress for this life. And we are looking at it objectively as create physically, physical matter, something our five senses can perceive readily. So the Quran says, then he clothed with flesh, thumma khalaqan akhira. Thereafter, another progression, another creation for it. So these are the two creations. God's saying, after you are formed physically, you are not complete, and you have to undergo another progression, another series of steps in development. And the seed, the progress, will be similar to the first. It will be progression, really, on the first. So the watery substance will be progress, your spiritual will be progress, and you become a new creature in your still life. Spiritual means your life expression in through material. So this water is the basis of life, your sensitivity, and your nature to form spiritual balance. Don't think of revelation every time you say spiritual. No. Every time you have spiritual, think firstly of your own nature. And spiritual for a human only means life expressed in the material. So your life expressed in and through the material, that is what we mean when we say spiritual. You love that it is spiritual. Hate that is spiritual, nasty, clean. Your whole essential, all of your life that makes up you, your true self is spiritual. You are not this body. You express yourself in this. So you are what being expressed in that. You are what is using this instrument. This is your instrument. So you feel secure spiritually. You dislike that it is spiritual. That's nasty spiritual. That's clean spiritual. Your whole essential life, all of your life, that makes up you. Your true self is spiritual. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayah 7, man from between the backbone and the rib. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj speaks Block Talk Radio. So the Quran, Surah 86, Ayah 7, man from between the backbone and rib. Genesis 2, 21 to 22, Eve made from Adam's rib. In the Bible, we are told a woman is made from the rib of the man. Here in the Quran, it says, human being, not just man. The human person was made from the fluid that issued. Yakuraju means issue. Come out from between the rib and the spine, or the backbone. So the rib goes all the way back to the backbone and come off of a spinal column. It is between the two. So that means where the connection is made back there. That is what we are made from. And so instead of saying the woman is made from the rib of the man, it is saying that both of us, male and female, is made from the connection for the rib and the spinal column back there. So it is not just bones, but more importantly, it is the fluid. The fluid back there are very delicate. You can get messed up in the brain from just a little damage back there. I understand that to mean that the female is made equal. They are equally intelligent, not one in the face born and the other chest born, or as a Pakistani brother told me, a crooked bone. He says, Brother Imam, you can't straighten the woman out. If you try to straighten the rib out, you will break it. I excused him and I said, nothing, I didn't have the time. It couldn't have been said in a few words and I would have to keep him. He wasn't worth the time. So he's coming from Christianity, from the Bible. They say that the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that the woman was made from the rib, and don't believe that if he said that, then he's going against the Quran. I don't believe that. The Quran, Surah 87, Ayat 1 to 5, Allah created, then gave proportion. He ordained laws, empowered the soul, gave you the sense, moral sense, sensitivity to right and wrong. The moral sense is given to every creature, but that's not enough. At times, fire, we are given nature. Then God evolved nature to sense balance, sense and proportion. Then he gives us conscience. We become conscientious. So we worried about right and wrong of things. And sometimes it isn't enough. In a confused culture environment, we struggle. Weak moan for guidance. Then he blesses prophets with Hudan equals guidance. Pied Piper is the low cultural influence. So when you follow cultural influences of this society, back blindly, the fads, music that might be leading you, like rats, dogs, no telling what, your description might be. Cultural influences have the power to lead preachers on a low level, and draw you. Hypers are not only for text. Some snakes, Thomas, speaks snake blowers and calls out animals. So when the dope pusher approaches you and asks him to sell dope for him and asks to sell dope for him, if you do it, he is the Pied Piper and you're the rat. You open up a record shop playing Shake the Booty and Do the Sperm. And you're the Pied Piper and you're the rat. 3, the Quran Surah 87, Ayat 1-3. Bukhari, page 1-3. Prophet, Quran, Revelation, squeezed 3 times. Women buried 5 wraps represents the physical form and the nature. John 4:18. Women have 5 husbands. So 5 senses represents our life. That's why when a woman is buried in El Islam, she is wrapped in 5 pieces of cloth because she represents the physical form and nature that God created out of which all life must come, both male and female. So man buried 3 wraps, but when the male passes, they shroud him in 3 wraps. So the prophet, 3 squeezes equal insight, buried 3 wraps. 1, I sense. 2, I reflect. 3, purpose. Then 4, insight. Look at the 5 manifests on a higher level. We have 5 in number 1, the flesh body. 2, the sensory body. 3, in the mind. Now 5 should go another distance. And the 5 that goes another distance, while we will be able to articulate, we will have 4 insight. We will be able to see. And the angels presented the prophet prayers and the peace. The angels press the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him 3 times. 1, I sense it, I can't read. 2, he reflects on it, I can't read. 3, purpose. Then something else happens, and he begins to read. What is that purpose? Man just doesn't want to feel and respond. Man just doesn't want to see. In the flesh, man wants to know, what is this intended for? What is the purpose? So man wants to see into the matter, not just on matter. So when we are able to see into things and understand their natural workings, understand their purpose in the universe or in the universal order of things, we are men of science. So baseball, 3 gets you to home plate. So when we know the purpose of a thing, then we are home. Knowing the purpose of a thing brings us home, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, then home. You have to go over 3 to get home. So you don't call home plate fourth plate or base. What does all this mean? 3 of 3. How are you 3 of 3? When you know how to use the knowledge as God intended it to be used, then that knowledge is not mastering you. You are 3 of the master at the mastery or the weight of that knowledge. So baseball insight is home base. The burden and enslaved man is oppressed. Man destroyed. Man humanity. Why? Because he is not free of it. He hasn't seen the purpose for it. But in the language of the baseball game, if he can come to the third base and jump off of it and get home, now he's at home with the knowledge of 1 place, 2nd place, and 3rd place in his hand. Now he can read. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise. Email him, Dr. Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio. Man is a thinker, creature. He reflects, but once you get insight, that's home. Insight will take him home because I can use the knowledge, insight, to go and direct my life. The knowledge of insight is going to correct the problems I have. If this home is a hell, the knowledge of insight will make it a home right. Praise be to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not looking at the world, but looking into it. Insight is what you need to manage your life. And if you don't have to listen to those who got, some of us will have other principles that excel. And just because one has insight doesn't mean he's better than the other. Maybe the other has other principles at excel, but all of us must accept rational leadership, sound leadership, intelligent leadership. And man of the sight are the best people to lead us, praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So buried man, buried male, three ramps. So the male symbolic three, what is it indicative of? It's indicative of the human urge in the male more than the female, not that the female doesn't have this, but isn't it in the male more than in the female to go out and achieve goals? The male leaves home, ignite, domestic environment, and he goes out into the wilderness to conquer the new territory, the new horizon. That's the male factor. So he is going out. Going out is free. How do you get out? One, to get out, I have to rise above the gravity of my sensory body. Two, I have to raise above the gravity of my rational body. My own reasoning may hold me down. Three, I have to rise above my own insight, because if I fix myself upon my own insight, that will do away with me. I'll become arrogant, too self-independent. Say, I don't trust other people, thinking myself is the whole world, right? So I have to even be beyond my insight. The Quran dictates how science is to be used. The Quran, Surah 87, Ayat 1, and he created. When you get insight, you have power. But where is the guidance? It is in the sense, in the science by itself. No. But had that happened? The guidance is in revelation. So when I can see, sense, and then respect revelation, and use science as revelation dictates I should use it, respecting what God has revealed, my insight below and or beneath what God has revealed, then I have guidance. That's the fourth one, right? Get on the mark, get set, ready to go. And the only way we can go is with the Quran, with the Hudad, or the guidance. Talika fasawwa kadira fahada. Talika fasawwa kadira fahada. Insight is power. Kadira laylatul qadra khairun min asir shahira. Translated, the night of power is better than 1,000 months. So kadira is power. Insight is power. But if you don't have guidance of God, that power will destroy you. You will use it for the wrong end. You will blow your head up. You will be destroyed. So bomb three makes sensory, academic, spiritual. So the early teachings in the Nation of Islam about the mother plane were small planes that would drop three bombs that would go down into the earth, explode, and make a mountain high. And right now, it's only sensory environment. Send down another, now it's an academic environment. Send down another, now it's a spiritual environment. So then after a while, the atmosphere is poisoned. What poisoned then? Shortage in gravity that would cut you off from that altogether. So you don't care about that anymore. The sister with her long dress out doing tricks on the corner. The brother selling dope. Brother sticking up banks. Goon squad oppressing the people so they can have money coming in from newspaper quotas, etc., right? A shortage in gravity poisoned the atmosphere. Khadija, camel, mountain, Moses. So the Quran, Surah 88, ayat 17 to 18. Observe the camel, thigh, mountain, Genesis 31, 34, camel, future, puncture, puncture. Genesis 24:61 rebuck on the camel, pardon me. Genesis 24:61 Rebecca on the camel. Genesis 32:15 camel clot ball. So Khadija name means precious. Khadija, may God favor be on her, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad. Her name means precious or developing before the expected time for it to be finished. So I named my daughter with permission of her mother, Bakira, and it means the same thing as Khadija, arriving before the time expected, an early arrival. So the expected time for a child to be born is 9 months. So if it comes in 8 months, then some parents will name their child Khadija. If it is a female, Khadija also means a young camel coming before the expected time. So mountain is symbolic of the ascension for the intelligence. So Moses went into the mountain to understand the spiritual logic. So camel has meaning in the Quran, it says. See the camel, how they are shaped in the mountains, how they are raised up. So this is where camel and mountains are compared. Mountains is symbolic of ascension for the intelligence, the rational mind, going up, maturing, and graduating. So Moses went up to the mountain. For what? He went up there to understand better, and there came, and their God showed him how to perceive better. So God taught, showed him the logic, had him understand the spiritual logic. He received the Ten Commandments or the revelation from God, and he came down and gave them to his people. When he came down, he had what he needed to order the life. He ordered the society for his people. If you don't know the story, I'm giving it to you now. Liberation is organizing people for a good life in society. So freedom is to be seen in a community context in order that life for all of his people. He put all the professional people in order. The doctors he had, them organized, the musicians, the politicians working together. He organized all the professional people. He was liberated from for his people. So if we go back to the meaning of liberation, according to God's revelation, liberation people means to organize them in the right way to have a good life. In society, it is not talking about any one particular freedom. One particular freedom, if you just hold on to the one, it can get you killed, because freedom has to be freedom in a community context. So your freedom can hurt the community if it does it It should be outlawed. It should be illegal. Those terms are very important. Camel represents ascension, foresight, insight, and great vision. So camel is ascension too. So you ride this camel. You get up on top of it. I'm a student of scripture, not because I chose to be, but because God obviously wanted me to be. And I studied the Bible too. And in it, there is a figure who succeeded in overcoming his problems and getting right with God. And then he goes with his group, his family, and the people who follow him on the journey to the place that God wanted him to go to. So the Bible says he went and he had camels in the forefront, horses and donkeys were in the rear. What is that saying? That he preferred camels over horses and horses over donkeys. So you might not know it, but camels are also first-class runners. And because they are so big, they can outrun a horse. And a horse can't run in the desert. His feet are not made for the desert. He will go slow in the desert. Sand will mess him up. The camel's foot is made to open up and spread and go softly on the sand. And they can really walk and move on the sand. Desert symbolic of the absence of knowledge. The culture is knowledge established in certain orders. What the desert is symbolic of is the absence of knowledge in that environment or the absence of culture. What is culture? Knowledge established in certain order, knowledge taking certain patterns and forming certain orders. The desert is symbolic of the absence of knowledge and culture and the life for the support of society, and the camel can go very well in that area. So what is it? What is the camel? The camel is foresight, insight, and great vision. So the camel can see a long ways. The camel is insight. The camel can find water when nothing else can on the desert. So his humps are filled with water. His lumps are water. That is where the water storage is. And it is symbolic of the great knowledge and the elevated spirituality. And two humps are better than one. Two humps mean you have it in both worlds. The camel is a great figure for enlightenment. He had the camel in the front of the caravan, and who was riding the camel? Rachel was riding the camel. Who is Rachel? Rachel is the one who has the bird feathers given by God. The bird can't fly without feathers. It can't fly itself. It can't lift itself off the ground without feathers. She represents revealed scriptural life that lifts up us, that lifts us off the ground and enable her to travel spiritually, even fly over the mountains. Rachel was leading the caravan, and it said that he entrusted to Rachel the treasure. She carried the treasure chest. So the Quran Surah 45, ayat 3 to 5, find in the sky, earth, and south. So God wants us to look at the whole life, that he created plants, animals, and yourself. God says there are signs in the heavens and signs in the earth, and signs and also signs in you. So look at everything for the signs of God, so that you read the message of God in the natural creation world and benefit from it. The Quran, Surah 88, Ayah 22, Prophet, not wonder over your affair. Pardon me. prophet, not warden, over your affairs. 1 Kings 4:25, each man under own vine and fig tree. In the Quran, a verse says, have not been sent as a warden over your affairs or a manager of your affairs. You have to be responsible for yourself. It says that the obligation on you is only to deliver the message plain and clearly. And this religion is all about helping us to take charge of the human life God created for us. And you just can't accept to have charge for just your personal life, because your personal life is going to interact with other life. So your personal life is going to engage until it's the market square or with the government or whatever, or be responsible for the traffic laws, etc. So Quran Surah 89, Ayah 22, angels will come in clouds. Luke 21:27, Son of Man will come in clouds. So the book says that the Son of Man will come in the clouds of the heavens. It didn't say he will come in clear skies. Clouds of the heavens mean that the thing that you look for as the heavens will be hidden from your view by clouds. And the speaker, or the man who will come to bring you to that understanding, will come in those clouds. What does that mean? It means that he will address the clouds in the religious world, the confusion in the religious world. Now, it's easy to just ignore that confusion, just say, well, the hell with what the parting of the Red Sea meant. Forget about what the cow and all of these confused ideas and concepts in religion. So the book says that the sun shine out of the east, even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So we know the sun first appears in the east, and then its light moves towards the west. So is that right? As it rises, the light moves from east to west, and soon it is high enough that the light gets all of the way from the eastern horizon to the western horizon, and we don't see a break in it. So this is how the book says that the truth in religion will come. Understanding and religion will come in this way. Eve sight comes gradually like mental insight. So God naturally, gradually opened our eyes the natural way. He gradually opened our eyes. So he doesn't do it all of a sudden, and we see everything, and there is a nature, a natural experience that is a lesson designed in your own nature, that it shouldn't happen that way. A person who stays in the dark for one day has to gradually come out into the light. He must just open his eyes slowly. But the person who stays in the dark for 1 year, he has to move out physically into the light slowly. 1 year in the dark, and it will take you a long time to adjust your eyes to the light. It suddenly, the light hits your eyes, it will blind you. Well, the further you are from truth, the more patient you should be with the coming of truth, of the light. Some of us want eyeballs to be right on the sun. The Quran Surah 27, pleasure to self comes from pleasing God. through Quran Surah 89, Ayat 27 to 30, soul, pleasing God and self. The Quran Surah 26, Ayat 89, bring to Allah a pure heart. For all of this to grow and grow with force and be stable and constant, people, we must sacrifice our own pleasures for the sake of pleasing Allah. That's the only guarantee for really pleasing yourself. It is in sacrificing your pleasures to please Allah. When you do that, then pleasure comes to you. So there is an evil, no immoral thing or intention that is troubling your life that can't be removed with this one instruction. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above, put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above yourself and everything else, all the corruption, the evil, the jealousy and envy will get out of your life. This is the key. But we can't get ahead if we envy each other. If we have no just cause to deny the person the station that they are on or they earn, except that we want it for ourselves. We can't get anywhere like that. We have to become people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and goodness. And wherever goodness goes, we are happy to see it go. If it is going up to the better place, we cheer goodness on to higher and better places. The corruption lies, selfishness. We hate to see that go up, but let us cheer the goodness on, whether it be us or somebody else, whether it be an African American or a Sudanese or a Nigerian or whatever it might by it might be by a Syrian or a Caucasian or a hunky from the South. If he's good, cheer him on. Tell him go on, man. And we will truly be successful. Salakallahu Zazim, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow, inshallah. It only means if it please God, at 7 p.m. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Maraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.